You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and this podcast is titled Seven of the Best Players to Ever Play for Leeds United Football Club. Each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. What a treat I have in store for you all. This is it. This is the pinnacle, probably the pinnacle of not only football, but sport as a whole. We're doing Leeds United, the mighty Whites. That is why it's the pinnacle. The reason I give you these beautiful podcast prizes where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is sponsored by 7OTB.com, which is a free-to-play game where you, yes, you, pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country, five wins, one banker, which is the team you mostly feel will win that game week, and one draw. How simple is that? It's pretty simple. It's more simpler than me. On 7 of the Best, you can play your way to £1 million if you head to 7otb.com and set up your profiles. What would you do with that £1 million? The three things this week I would do with that million would be, number one, a box at Leeds United for the Borough game. God, I know how to enjoy myself, don't I? Then I'd definitely fly out to Aussieland for the Ashes over December. I don't even like cricket, you know, but I'm flying out to the Ashes. But maybe after a month or so watching cricket, we can change the name of this podcast to the Cricket Hour. Oh, yes. Nah, no one will listen to that. Okay, number three. The third thing I'd buy with my million. I'd probably buy my girlfriend something nice for Christmas. Oh, aren't you sweet, Alex? You know, maybe some new clothes. Oh, that's a good idea. Or a handbag. Or some perfume. Nah. Nah, I'll buy the new Leeds kit. In my size, obviously. What's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Leeds United. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Leeds United players via at the Football Hour on Twitter. We'll be going through the winners on seven of the best from last game week. And I'll be embarrassing myself again by telling you how my predictions last game week scored me the lowest points I have ever achieved on seven of the best. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. It's that embarrassing. We'll also be walking you through my predictions for game week 16. You probably don't care because I'm not very good at picking them. No, you're going to get better. You're going to get better. And finally, once again, giving you the opportunity to win a £50 voucher to spend with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who are the home of original football shirts from around the football world. The Football Hour and seven of the best are good to you. We're good to you. We give you a lot. This is a lot to give you. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Leeds United players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Seth Johnson, Billy Painter, or Roque Jr. We'll be focusing on the cream of the Elland Road crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Leeds. Okay, at number seven, Jack Charlton. Played for Leeds from 1952 to 1973. The giraffe of Revy's Leeds team and one of the most talented and respected centre-halves in footballing history. Big Jack spent his entire footballing career at Leeds, making an astounding 733 appearances over 21 years and scoring 96 goals as a centre-half. His height was used to great advantage at Leeds' corner kicks, and his surprisingly agile defensive ability kept out even the greatest strikers of his day. He earned the first of his 35 England caps at the age of 30 and was an important part of the 66 World Cup winning team. Jack retired from playing in 1973 and had mixed fortunes as a manager at several clubs, but his best-known managerial success was with the Republic of Ireland. At number 6 in the chart, Norman Hunter played for Leeds from 1961 to 1967. A hard but skillful left half, nicknamed Bite Your Legs, he daunted opposition players at home and across Europe with his bone-crunching tackling. Despite playing second fiddle to the favoured Bobby Moore, he was still capped 28 times for England. In his 15 years at Leeds, he made 724 appearances, scoring 21 goals before moving on to Bristol City in 76, and later to Barnsley. He ended his professional footballing career managing Rotherham and later coaching at the famous Leeds United. At number 5, Gordon Strachan played for Leeds for only 6 years between 89 and 95. A Scottish international, Strachan joined Leeds from Man United for £300,000 in 89. He enjoyed a successful career on both sides of the border. Scottish Player of the Year in 1979-80, he joined Man U for £500,000 in 84, where he acquired a Cup Winners Medal before joining Leeds. A prominent member of Scotland's 1982 and 86 World Cup campaigns, he was the inspirational skipper of United's second division championship team. Anyone who doubted his ability to cope with a return to the top flight were woefully wide of the mark, as he was named Footballer of the Year in 91 and led Leeds to the championship the following year and was awarded an OBE in 93. Retiring with 50 Scottish caps, he played 234 games and scored 45 goals for Leeds. I love you, Gordon Strachan. You're a legend. Number 4, John Charles. Played twice at Leeds, 1947 to 57, and came back in 1962. He was nicknamed the Gentle Giant and is regarded as one of the greatest Leeds players outside the Don Revie era. Signed at 16, within 3 months, he had made his league debut. As a centre-half, no one could beat him in the air, and as a centre-forward, he was lethal. Voted the greatest ever foreign player to play for Juventus, winning 3 Italian league medals with the club. He holds the scoring records in a season for Leeds United with 42 goals in the 53-54 season and was the youngest ever Welsh international when he got his first of his 38 caps at only 18. He made 327 league and cup appearances for Leeds, scoring 157 goals. Number 3, Eddie Gray. Played for Leeds from 1965 to 1984. In the late 60s and early 70s, he punished the best defenders in Europe, scoring 68 goals in 19 years as a Leeds player. None of them better than his brace against Burnley at Elland Road. His amazing dribble around 7 defenders, yes, 7 defenders, before scoring was met with a full 30-second silence. The Leeds fans were struck dumb by the majesty of what they'd just seen. The players were on their way back to the centre circle when Elland Road erupted, just one of the numerous occasions when this gifted left winger had the Leeds fans in euphoria. Honestly, Eddie Gray is right up there as one of my favourite ever blokes, not just in Leeds United, but in football. He is a brilliant co-commentator, still does the commentary for Leeds United today, and just someone that I am very, very fond of. Very, very fond of. I'm a massive fan of Eddie Gray. Number 2, Peter Lorimer. Played at Leeds from 1962 to 1978 and came back for one season between 84 and 85. He was Leeds' youngest ever first-team debutant, just short of his 16th birthday. His powerful shots on goal earned him the nicknames Lash and Hotshot from the fans, especially after a newspaper recorded one of his shots at 90 miles an hour. He would have got a speeding ticket on the M62. His shooting aside, he was a superb right winger and his crosses to the Leeds forward were deadly accurate. However, he will be remembered for his blistering shooting skills in his 2 periods with Leeds, which resulted in 238 goals in 676 games. He was capped 21 times for Scotland. Peter also played in Canada, South Africa and Israel before finally hanging up his scorched boots in the mid-80s. Finally, Leeds United's greatest ever player, Billy Bremner. He played for Leeds from 1959 to 1976. Those fortunate enough to have seen King Billy play will have their own special memories of this fiery, red-headed dynamo. For those born too late, one can only say that no player at Leeds has ever played with so much pride and passion for the club. He came off the field after every game totally bruised from his efforts because he never gave up trying. He made his Leeds first team debut in 1960 and went on to become captain for most of the glory years. An excellent defender and passer of the ball, he always knew where every one of his teammates were at any point of the match and played the ball right to their feet. No slouch in front of goal either. He scored 90 times in his 16 years at Leeds. Scotland recognised his skills in 1965 and made him captain in 1968, and he played 54 times for them. Football League Player of the Year in 1970, he was idolised by the Leeds fans and given grudging respect by everyone else in football. After 586 punishing games for Leeds, he moved to Hull in 1976 for a paltry £275,000. He returned to Leeds as manager in 85, but was sacked 3 years later for not gaining promotion. A heart attack on December the 7th, 1997, sadly robbed the football world of one of its true legends. Honoured with a commemorative statue outside Elland Road ground, which has become a shrine for Leeds fans worldwide. And somewhere I have to go and pay my respects every time I go to Elland Road. Billy is easily the greatest Leeds United player and easily came number one in our seven of the best. Honestly, it was such a joy and privilege, I'm welling up here, to do that Leeds 7 of the best. If you do not agree with my selections and you wish to create your own, tweet at the Football Hour using our hashtag 7OTBLUFC and you can count down your 7 of the best. But I really don't think you can argue with the 7 I picked. Now, we shall have a look at some of the biggest winners on 7OfTheBest.com from the previous game week. Our individual prize went to Lee Wilson, who scored 27 points. That's 21 more points than I did. And won by 2 goals on the goal difference to Richard Holmes and takes the £250 prize. Big up to Lee. Well done, Lee. You're a legend winning the individual prize. But Lee, it wasn't just that, was it? He also did the double. This is why, people, you should be in a team so you have an extra chance to win, like Lee, who has now won the individual prize and the team prize in all in 1 week. Lee's team, 1FF, scored 85 points and beat Cantona's Collar into second place to win the £700 for the team total. The team was Nick, who scored 11, David scored 12, Stephen with 14, Mark on 18, and of course, Lee with 27 points. The two stragglers below, Harvey and Tommy. Harvey scored 6 points and Tommy scored 4. That didn't contribute to the top 5 players, but don't worry, lads, your team won. Congratulations. That is brilliant. There's some quotes here from Lee. Lee got in contact with the podcast saying, "I have no shame in backing against the Daggers for my banker. A week largely focusing on the lower leagues really helped. I should probably predict down there more often since I support a National League side." Meaning, obviously he means Daggers, meaning Dagenham and Redbridge. So he went against his side and picked the other team as a banker. That's such a football fan thing to do. He says, "Time to crack open a Peroni. Cheers, lads." Well, congratulations, Lee, and congratulations to 1FF. You won the individual prize, Lee, and your team, 1FF, won the team prize. It's going to be a good weekend for you, isn't it? And Lee is 3 weeks away from winning £1 million. Congratulations. Those were the winners last week, and I certainly wasn't a winner. Do I want to tell you how I did last week? I don't even need to go through it. I just don't need to go through it. My total was 6 points. I was just so shocking last game week. It was, I feel very dirty that I do the 7 of the Best podcast and I scored 6 points. Very, very embarrassing. Let me go through my predictions for game week 16. Make sure you get your selections in by 2:45 on Saturday the 18th of November. These are my predictions for the game week. I've gone Man City to beat Leicester. Of course, it's Man City. Then I've gone for their rivals, Man United, to win at home against Toon Black and White Army. Then Cardiff, top of the Championship. Well, just below Wolves, but they're near the top of the Championship. They are going to beat Brentford and Norwich. They are my banker. They are going to beat Barnsley. Finally, Aston Villa are another win against QPR. My draw, Reading versus Wolves. Two big championship sides, I think, is going to finish with a draw. And then another championship result. I've gone for a win for the Owls. Chef Wed, they're going to beat Bristol City. Those are my predictions for Game Week 16. To enter your predictions, head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best Game Week predictions. As I say, it's free to enter and you can try and play your way to £1 million. Finally, follow 7OTB Football on Twitter for all the latest stats to help you decide which teams to pick. Now I have some big news. Our £50 voucher winner from classicfootballshirts.co.uk is Joe Catlin. Joe Catlin is at JoeCatlin19 on Twitter. And funnily enough, Joe is an LUFC fan from York, so I'm sure he'd already be listening to the podcast. But Joe, you have won the Classic Football Shirt voucher. Maybe you could get yourself maybe a 70s Leeds shirt or a 90s Yeboa Leeds shirt. So big congratulations to @JoeCatlin19. You have won the voucher. If you, like Joe, want to win a £50 Classic Football Shirts voucher, all you have to do is set up your profile at 7otb.com. Then, once you've set up your profile and given your game week predictions, you'll have a username. Tweet me your username. @TheFootballHour. All you've got to do is tweet me, DM me, or send me a tweet with your username on 7otb.com and I will enter you in to the competition to win next week's £50 Classic Football Shirts voucher. It's that simple. It is that simple. We're going to finish off the show now. You know where to find us, @TheFootballHour on Twitter. If you want to follow @7OfTheBest on Twitter, it's @7OTBFootball. Next Thursday, we're undecided which team we'll be counting down. I'm thinking of maybe doing another big championship club. We could do maybe a Midlands club. We haven't done a Midlands club yet, I don't think. We could do Villa. We could do Forest. We could do Birmingham. Tweet us whatever 7 of the best team you want us to count down. Recap, you know where to go by now. 7otb.com to set up your profile and teams with your mates. This has been the Football Hour. This has also been the 7 of the best players to ever play for Leeds United. Thank you so much for always listening. You're constantly there, football friends. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by the brilliant 7otb.com.